So last night on Australian Survivor, 62-year-old Peter ruled himself out of the competition with a bug.
2 days before we launched, I contracted a bug. So that was now 12 days ago. I haven't eaten for 12 days, apart from about 50 calories a day.
OK, so I have to ask you officially, are you quitting the game?
Yes, I'm quitting. This didn't come in a flash.
Mm-hmm.
I have a big responsibility to thrive, but I have a lot of responsibility to my family.
Mm-hmm.
I have a responsibility to myself in terms of health for my family.
So he's been battling gastro, the poor guy. He joins us now. Peter, morning.
Morning. You got the age right. Everyone's been saying I'm 63. Who in their right mind would go on Survivor at 63?
Yeah, that's craziness. 62, no drama. 63, yeah, you got right. Rocks in your head.
The so, right side of 63.
Right. Well, good effort for one. I mean, there were thousands and thousands of people who entered, but you have been copping a bit of flack because people think that you softed out.
You wussed out.
It's been a bit serious, though, because you've been trolled online as a result. Do you have anything to say to those people, Peter?
Well, some of them are the 15,000 who missed out, so they're hunting me down.
Mm-hmm.
They probably shouldn't waste the 2 seconds, you know, trolling me. They probably should spend that training for the next Survivor. But what happened to me could have happened to anyone. There's some nasty comments, but, you know, what people think of me, it has nothing to do with me.
Good
way
point. Yeah, nicely yep. put. Now, Pete, they can get stuffed. Back to you, though, for a second. On the island during the show, you did have gastro. On an island, did they ever supply you with toilet paper?
Yes, mate. There was something called a long drop, which I'd never experienced before.
Is this just a hole in the ground?
Yeah, that's it.
Yep.
But they put something over it that resembles the toilet.
But you did have loo paper. Okay, I'm glad you cleared that up for us because we were picturing not very pretty stuff.
There was...
I was picturing you like wiping with a banana leaf or something. You know?
Well, hey, think it through. I didn't have a problem with that. I didn't need the long drop.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, good point.
True.
Hey, question though, 50 calories a day, that's pretty dangerous type stuff. How much weight did you lose?
So 50 calories a day was some days it was nothing. I lost 8 kilos in 12 days.
Wow.
So you were writing a dietary book now and promoting it as a way to lose weight?
Yeah, Pete Evans, eat your heart out.
Oh, that's exactly right. So I put on a lot of weight, and I've got the Samoa diet down pat. It's so easy. Just don't eat anything and do everything, you know?
Now, Pete, early in the game, I had thought you were foxing. I thought you were putting it on. I'm going to be honest with you. I actually even said to I think it was Bianca who left the show, that I think Pete's foxing here. I think he's stooging everybody. He's doing the whole, oh, I'm frail, I'm not well, and then by the end of it, you were going to come out and surprise everyone and go, ta-da! Not the case.
That's right on. In fact, somebody senior in production said the same thing to me. They said, Peter, at one stage I thought this was the best strategy I've ever seen. So next year I might try it again.
Very good. Well, Peter, behind the scenes, can you let us know whether there's been, I know this is probably, I don't know, very mature. Has there been any romance that we haven't seen?
Yes, but my wife doesn't know about it yet. we keep that quiet, right?
Now, speaking of romance, a bit of a bromance with you and Matt. He was visibly upset at your departure, mate. Do you miss the team?
That was heartbreaking, wasn't it? Maddie is every one of them. You know, the same with Flick. You saw her eyes and Kylie. It was. Yeah. You know, it's even heartbreaking for me to think about now. We were so tight. How can you be so tight in a game like that? It's not right. You know, these are people you have to stab in the back later. I would have found that tough later.
Yeah.
I love them to bits.
Well, Peter, who do you reckon's going to win for 2016?
Well, out of Sanapu, I can only call Sanapu because I do know the others a little bit better now, but I think Sam, Kylie or Connor is a little bit of a grey man there. He's smart, he's fit.
Okay, hedging your bets. Lovely, Peter. Well, we hope you enjoy being back on home soil, and good job anyway.
Lovely to talk to you. Thank you so much.